Good day, and welcome to the AMG Earnings Full Year 2016 and Fourth Quarter Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Steve Daniel. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome to AMG's Fourth Quarter 2016 Earnings Call. Joining me on this call are Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, the Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jackson Dunckel, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Eric Jackson, the Chief Operating Officer. AMG's Fourth Quarter 2016 Earnings Press Release, issued this morning, is on AMG's website. Today's call will begin with a review of the Fourth Quarter 2016 business highlights by Dr. Schimmelbusch. Mr. Dunckel will comment on AMG's financial results, and Mr. Jackson will discuss operations. At the completion of Mr. Jackson's remarks, Dr. Schimmelbusch will comment on strategy and outlook. We will then open the call to take your questions. Before I pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, I would like to read a statement concerning forward-looking statements. This conference call could contain forward-looking statements about AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group N.V. Forward-looking statements are not historical facts, but may include statements concerning AMG's plans, expectations, projections, objectives, targets, goals, strategies, future events, future revenues or performance, capital expenditures, financing needs, plans and intentions relating to acquisitions, AMG's competitive strengths and weaknesses, plans or goals relating to forecasted production, reserves, financial position and future operations and development, AMG's business strategy and the trends AMG anticipates in the industries and the political and legal environment in which it operates, and other information that is not historical information. When used in this conference call, the words expects, believes, anticipates, plans, may, will, should, and similar expressions, and the negative thereof, are intended to identify forward-looking statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that predictions, forecasts, projections, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this conference call. AMG expressly disclaims any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statement contained herein to reflect any change in AMG's expectations with regard thereto, or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which any forward-looking statement is based. I will now pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Steve. During the fourth quarter of 2016, AMG generated $237.9 million of revenue, $30 million of EBITDA, and $15.6 million of operating cash flow. On a full year basis, EBITDA in 2016 increased by 33% to $100.7 million from $75.6 million in the prior year. It should be noted that our strong financial performance was once again achieved against headwinds in 2016. Despite improvements in some material prices, current prices for many of our products still reside in the lower quartile when analyzed over a 10-year timeframe. In the first quarter of 2017, for the first time, prices appear to show a more consistent recovery mode. AMG's focus on operational excellence and price risk management resulted in a very strong financial result in the fourth quarter of 2016. Both AMG Critical Materials and AMG Engineering generated triple-digit percentage improvements in quarterly EBITDA compared to the same period in 2015. AMG Critical Materials generated EBITDA of $22.1 million during the fourth quarter of 2016, an increase of 214% from the fourth quarter of 2015. All operating units within AMG Critical Materials performed well during the quarter due to a combination of lower operating costs, improved product mix, strong sales volumes, and improved vanadium prices. AMG Engineering achieved EBITDA of 7.9 million during the fourth quarter of 2016, an increase of 199% in the fourth quarter compared to the first quarter of 2015. AMG Engineering signed 61.7 million in new orders during the fourth quarter in 2016, an increase of 29% from 48 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. New innovations continue to have a positive impact on the results of AMG Engineering, such as our industry-leading synchrotron heat treatment furnace product line, powder metallurgy furnaces related to additive manufacturing, titanium remelting furnaces, and turbine blade coating plants. These innovative product offerings continue to drive a significant portion of sales and profitability for the division. On a full year basis, AMG generated cash flows from operating activities of 56.2 million. This strong cash flow generation enabled AMG to fund a substantial investment in gross capital expenditures during 2016. I would now like to pass the floor to Jackson Dunkel, AMG's Chief Financial Officer. But before I do that, I want to emphasize that in 2016 was not only very successful with regards to financial performance, but also with regards to the progress we have achieved in further developing future growth opportunities. This is an important observation. Jackson?
Thank you, Heinz. AMG's financial performance in the fourth quarter was very strong in both AMG Critical Materials and AMG Engineering. Revenue for the quarter grew by 8%, thanks to a 32% increase in revenue in our engineering segment, the highest quarterly revenue in 5 years. In critical materials, quarterly revenue was consistent with the prior year. EBITDA increased substantially by 210% to $30 million in the fourth quarter of 2017, from $9.7 million in the fourth quarter of 2015, due to robust financial performance in both the engineering and critical materials segments. Net income for the fourth quarter increased to $10 million versus a loss of $300,000 in the prior year, and earnings per share increased to 32 cents a share from 1 cent from a 1 cent per share loss in the prior year. On a full year basis, net income increased to from 11.1 million in 2015 to 40.6 million in 2016. And earnings per share on a fully diluted basis increased by 230% to $1.32 per share in 2016 from 40 cents per share in the prior year. As mentioned by Dr. Schimmelbusch, significant cash generated from operating activities in 2016 enabled AMG to fund a substantial investment in growth capital expenditures during the year. The largest expenditures were for AMG's lithium project in Brazil, the Ankoabe graphite mine project in Mozambique, titanium aluminide expansion in Germany, and a silicon furnace upgrade also in Germany. So let me turn now to a review of our two segments and start with AMG Critical Materials. Fourth quarter 2016 revenue of $166 million was in line with the prior year. Lower quarter-over-quarter sales in AMG Silicon due to a scheduled furnace upgrade, as well as in AMG Aluminum due to price effects, and AMG Brazil due to lower volumes, were offset by stronger sales volumes from AMG Vanadium, AMG Titanium Alloys and Coatings, and AMG Super Alloys. Moving on to gross profit before non-recurring items for critical materials, it increased by $11.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2016 as compared to the same period in 2015, yielding a gross margin before non-recurring items of 19%, a 670 basis point improvement over Q4 2015. At the business level, our gross profit increased in six out of 8 of our businesses, with only silicon and aluminum being flat. In terms of the detail on our gross profit improvement, it is as follows. The substantial improvement in vanadium gross profit was due to higher volumes and improving vanadium prices. In addition, AMG Vanadium incurred a non-cash inventory adjustment expense of $4.4 million in the prior year due to rapidly falling vanadium, nickel, and molybdenum prices. In titanium alloys and super alloys, quarterly gross profits benefited from higher sales volumes of our titanium aluminides product and chrome metal, respectively, compared to the prior year. In Brazil, graphite and antimony, quarterly gross profit also improved due to a combination of lower operating costs and product mix effects. As I said before, quarterly gross profit in silicon and aluminum were largely in line with the prior year. EBITDA for the critical materials segment improved by 214% year over year to $22.1 million. This substantial improvement was driven by higher gross profit and lower SG&A expenses. Switching now to AMG Engineering. Their fourth quarter 2016 revenue increased $17.3 million, or 32%, to $71.9 million, the highest quarterly revenue in 5 years due to strong sales of plasma re-welting, induction, and turbine blade coating furnaces for the aerospace market. Gross profit before non-recurring items for AMG Engineering increased by $5 million quarter over quarter due to higher revenues, while gross margin before non-recurring items improved to 23% from 21% in the fourth quarter of 2015 due to product mix effects. SG&A expenses, however, remained relatively flat compared to the prior year, resulting in an improvement in EBITDA of $5.3 million versus the fourth quarter of 2015. AMG Engineering signed $61.7 million in new orders during the quarter, generating a 0.86 times book-to-bill ratio. Order backlog as of December 31, 2016, was $136 million, which is a 4% reduction from $141 million as of December 31, 2015. On a full-year basis, AMG Engineering signed $273 million of total new orders in 2016, representing a 1.01 book-to-bill ratio. AMG Engineering's strong order intake is being driven by ongoing demand from the aerospace market and increasing demand from the automotive industry for our market-leading vacuum heat treatment processes. SG&A costs in the quarter were $30 million, or 1% lower than the prior year. On a full-year basis, SG&A expenses were $130.8 million, a 7% increase from 2015, which was driven by an increase in PSU plan costs of $4.5 million, and an increase in personnel costs of $2.4 million. Net finance expenses decreased by $2.3 million in the fourth quarter, 2016, as compared to the same period in 2015. The year-over-year decrease was due to the currency gains associated with the Mozambican currency during the quarter. Taxes. AMG's tax expense continues to be volatile in 2016. The largest driver of year-over-year variance relates to the changes in the valuation of the Brazilian real. Movements in the real exchange rate impact the valuation of the company's net deferred tax assets. Due to this volatile nature of the company's deferred tax balances, AMG believes that the cash tax rate is a more meaningful metric. AMG paid taxes of $6.6 million in 2016 compared to $5.7 million in 2015. For 2016, AMG's effective tax cash rate was 13%. Capital expenditures. On a full-year basis, capital expenditures increased to $44.1 million in 2016 compared to $23.3 million in 2015. The largest expansion capital projects in 2016 were AMG's lithium project in Brazil, the Ankawabe graphite mine project in Mozambique, and titanium aluminide expansion in Germany, along with a silicon furnace upgrade in Germany and heat treatment expansion in the U.S. AMG's lithium project will continue to contribute to higher levels of spending in 2017. AMG's liquidity. In terms of liquidity, AMG's balance sheet is exceptionally strong, and we are in full compliance with all debt covenants as of December 31st, 2016. Including our $161 million of cash, AMG had $343 million of total liquidity as at the end of fourth quarter of 2016. However, despite the significant investment in growth initiatives in 2016, AMG ended the fourth quarter of 2016 with a net debt balance of $7.3 million, thanks to strong operating cash flows and free cash flow generation during the year. For our dividend, we intend to declare a dividend of 27 euro cents per ordinary share over the financial year of 2016. The interim dividend of 13 cents paid on August 16, 2016 will be deducted from the amount to be distributed to shareholders. The proposed final dividend per ordinary share therefore amounts to 14 cents. The full year dividend proposed in 2016 represents an increase of 29% compared to the full year dividend paid in 2015. This increase reflects AMG's commitment to return value to shareholders. A proposal to resolve upon the final dividend distribution will be included in the agenda for the annual general meeting to be held on May 4th, 2017. That concludes my remarks. I would now like to pass the floor to Eric Jackson, AMG's Chief Operating Officer.
Thank you, Jackson. Prices for many of our products continue to be in the bottom quartile of the long-term prices. However, vanadium, molybdenum, nickel, and antimony prices have strengthened in recent months. In particular, vanadium and antimony prices, which have increased by 57% and 34% respectively, compared to the fourth quarter of 2015, have been positively impacted as high-cost producers exit the business or reduce output. Our operating results for the fourth quarter showed a significant improvement in gross profit before non-recurring items from $32.4 million to $48.4 million, and an increase in EBITDA from $9.7 million to $30 million compared to the prior year. This was due to strong operating results in all of AMG's business units, with each and every unit performing substantially better than in the prior year. AMG Vanadium's profitability improved substantially compared to the fourth quarter of the prior year due to higher ferrovanadium index prices and a 23% improvement in sales volumes. We expect vanadium prices to continue to be well supported thanks to robust end market demand, especially from the U.S. steel industry, and the recent exit of high-cost producers. AMG Antimony delivered strong fourth-quarter results on increasing prices and a significant improvement in product mix. Antimony master batch sales increased by 14% quarter-over-quarter, and antimony prices rose by 34% as Chinese environmental audits resulted in lower production from a number of smelters. AMG titanium alloys and coatings performance continues to improve quarter over quarter. Titanium aluminide revenues increased by over 60% in the fourth quarter of 2016 compared to the fourth quarter of 2015, and gross margins increased by over 55%. We continue to focus on increasing production and improving capacity utilization and productivity. We will increase production capacity in 2017 through the purchase of three new furnaces from AMG Engineering following the recently announced long-term contracts. AMG Superalloys quarterly results were substantially ahead of prior year due to a 40% increase in sales volumes in the quarter and improved productivity. We continue to be successful in improving product mix and increasing yields to offset weaker chrome metal prices. Chrome metal prices were lower by 11% quarter over quarter. AMG Aluminum's quarterly results were largely in line with prior year, both in terms of volumes and gross margins. The management's main focus continues to be maximizing capacity utilization and optimizing product mix. AMG Tantalum and Niobium revenue declined in the quarter due to lower sales volumes as a result of timing of deliveries to customers. Despite the reduction in volume, gross margins improved compared to the fourth quarter of 2015 on lower production costs and an improved product mix. In late January 2017, a fire occurred in the gravimetric concentration section of one of AMG's two tantalum production lines at our Mibra mine in Brazil. AMG's other tantalum production line, as well as crushing and grinding circuits, magnetic separation equipment remain fully operational. We are working to resume full operating capacity as quickly as possible. There were no injuries to any employees or contractors as a result of the fire, and the fire does not impact AMG's lithium project. AMG silicon production volume was 14% lower during the quarter due to the scheduled furnace upgrade of the last of our four furnaces. Revenue was also adversely impacted during the quarter by lower co-product sales and falling silicon metal prices, which during the quarter declined by around 16%. Despite these headwinds, gross profit was in line with prior year due to lower operating costs. AMG graphite profitability improved compared to the prior year period, primarily due to a 3% increase in volume and lower costs. AMG graphite continues to invest to develop its investment in Mozambique, with mining operations expected to commence in the first half of 2017. AMG Engineering's fourth quarter 2016 EBITDA improved substantially compared to the prior year, thanks to strong sales of plasma remelting, induction, and turbine blade coating furnaces for the aerospace market. New innovative products developed in recent years continue to drive strong demand within the segment, and revenue generated in the quarter was the fourth highest since the fourth quarter, was the highest since the fourth quarter of 2011. In 2017, we will continue to focus on those issues that we can control, primarily operational improvement and price risk management. I'd now like to pass the floor to Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Eric. AMG's management team is focused on delivering our highly accretive lithium project and executing our long-term transformational lithium strategy. In addition, we will continue to pursue other organic growth projects and certain acquisition opportunities in order to generate long-term value for our shareholders. AMG's management team is in the process of finalizing a long-term strategic framework. We will take the opportunity to explain this in further detail during the annual general meeting on May 4, 2017. AMG's lithium project is progressing in line with expectations, and production is expected to commence mid-2018. Capital expenditures in the fourth quarter 2016 related to the lithium project were $5.8 million. On March 3, 2017, AMG announced that its subsidiary, AMG Mineração, Brazil, had signed a multi-year contract to supply 90,000 tons per year of lithium concentrate for conversion into lithium chemicals, with deliveries commencing in the second half of 2018. Sales prices under the agreement are partially indexed to the published market price for lithium carbonate, subject to a contractual minimum threshold. The sales price, CIF China, determined with reference to the current published lithium carbonate market price, would exceed $800 per ton of lithium for lithium concentrate. In the second quarter 2017, AMG Mineração will finalize and publish an updated resource statement for the Mibra mine. The company targets to double its annual lithium concentrate production capacity to 180,000 tons by the end of 2019. AMG is well positioned to maintain full year 2016 levels of profitability in 2017, subject, of course, to a high degree of global uncertainty. Operator, we would now like to open the line for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for one moment to allow everyone to signal. we can now take our first question from Steen Demeester from Ink Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my questions. I have two questions. First, could you perhaps give an update on phase two of the lithium project? Could the multi-year offtake deal that you have closed for phase one eventually impact the timing on the investment, or has it changed anything to the potential of phase two? And secondly, could you elaborate on the acquisition opportunities that you mentioned in your press release? What areas are you looking into and what timing, perhaps? Thank you for taking my question.
Phase two of the lithium project is a fairly recent event. We had earlier indicated that we would increase over time the production of 90,000 tons to 140,000 tons. We have revised that strategy by an affirmative exploration activity in Brazil, which we will, as I said, the results of which we will publish in April-May timeframe, and that has encouraged us, the results so far have encouraged us to simply revise the strategy and having a two-line operation with doubling the capacity from 90,000 to 180,000 tons, which has certain engineering and other advantages. And that seems to be then, according to the exploration results, a sustainable production. As regard to acquisition, we would rather not comment on this. We have, over the years, always said that in each of our markets, we have industry consolidation opportunities. Our markets are rather are not very fragmented, and we have consistently looked for concentrating certain of our sectors in order to improve efficiency and be of better service to the customers.
Okay. If you allow me one follow-up concerning lithium. When you say sustainable production at a capacity of 180 kiloton per annum, how long do you see this in relation to the life of the Mira mine? If I recollect it right, this has an expected life toward 2033 on a capacity of 90,000 tons. How would this change with the doubling of the capacity? Thanks.
Well, we are thinking here in terms of 20 plus years of life, and how large the plus is, we will publish later. But think in terms of 20 plus years.
Okay, on a capacity of 180 kilotons.
Yes, 180,000 tons of spodumene.
Okay, thank you.
And we will now take our next question from Philip Nyoto from ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have quite a few, so I'll just go one by one through them, if I may. Maybe to start with the earnings and also looking into 2017 to get a bit of a better feeling of what we should expect going forward in the near term. I was first wondering maybe if you could comment on AMG Engineering. The order book declined substantially quarter on quarter. What should we? How would that be reflected in revenues in 2017 and perhaps also on earnings levels? I don't know if you can give a bit your thinking, share your thinking on that. Is the pipeline still good? Should we see a recovery of the order book again? Any thoughts on that would be helpful. And then I'll continue with my other questions.
Yeah, Philip, it's Jackson here. We basically would view the order book in the fourth quarter as relatively flat, not a significant decline, as you said. And in addition to which, we would say that the timing of orders is always very difficult to control. So our customers pay us an advance payment, and at that point we book it into our order book. And when they make that exact advance payment is quite hard to control. We would expect, based on initial January and February results, to return to very strong order growth in AMG engineering.
Okay, great. Clear. Then maybe on critical materials then. You mentioned with a number of segments that that were impacted by volumes, for example, tantalum, silicon in Q4. I appreciate that. Prices remain where they are. We can track them as much as possible, of course, the market prices. But can you also give us a sense of how what the most important moving factors will be for your segments in terms of volumes going to Q1 2017?
Philip, I think this is Eric. The silicon volume in the fourth quarter being a little bit lower was a result of being down in one furnace. So we see volumes being quite strong going forward, frankly. You see even producer price indexes being strong in China. So I think all of our critical material businesses are operating pretty strong volumes.
Okay, and the tantalum volumes then, is that something that, because there's a bit of a timing issue, you said, and of course you had the fire as well. Will that or
that's
will
just,
we
that's
see
just
a
the
recovery?
That's just the shipment schedule. You know. I think that we're fully sold out of our mine production. So it's just a timing issue.
Okay. Perfect. Then maybe still a little bit on vanadium. If we look at prices now where they are at the moment, it's 15% above the average Q4 prices. You have positive statements on these price levels being sustainable. I recognize it as well. But are you able to give maybe a bit of a sense of what the sensitivity is on EBITDA coming from vanadium? If prices would remain at these levels, could you give a ballpark figure of what we should see in 2017 as in delta?
Well, the 2017, in all likelihood, will outperform 2016 as regard to vanadium. The prices recently have been strong in early March vis-a-vis Q4 16. We have a double-digit change, which incidentally also relates to molybdenum, antimony, and silicon metal. And as I said, for the first time, we have a more consistent picture of recovery of metal prices. And this is not a prediction, but we are rather optimistic as regard to the, for the first time in a long time, as regard to the movement in critical materials in general.
If I may ask a follow-up on that, I remember a few years ago you once, I think, provided a kind of sensitivity on ferrovanadium, and if I remember correctly, it was something like a $1 per pound movement in the vanadium prices would have an EBITDA impact, quarterly EBITDA impact of $2 million. Does that still hold, or has it changed? Because I can imagine maybe you also you won some volumes last year, new contract as well. So has that changed in any way? Are you able to give maybe an update on that?
Yeah. Well, I would say essentially that $1 is about $1.5 million on an annualized basis at our present volume.
Not quarterly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at our present
on an annual basis.
That's right.
Okay. Then my last question in terms of earnings. We saw in Q3, we saw a you had a significant cost because of the share plan or the option, the employee plan, share plan. The share price has moved up significantly, of course, since the start of the year. Should we be accounting for something similar in Q1, Q2 or something? Do you already have a view on that?
Yeah. So, Philip, we voted in the board to shift our PSU payments, which previously were cash or shares and thus were put into our EBITDA. We voted, because we have no intention of paying them in cash, to permanently shift them to shares and thus removed those expenses from our PSU, from our EBITDA calculation. So you will not see those going forward.
Okay, perfect. Very clear. I have quite a few questions. So just a few more than maybe on the strategy. I appreciate that you can't really give an indication of where, which areas you want to, or you're looking at. Maybe that's sensitive. But how should I still think of it, given that you're likely to invest quite a bit, of course, in the lithium project? How much additional funds or capital do you see to really pursue M&A opportunities? And are these more bolt-on, and what kind of size are you looking at?
Yes. So first of all, we have repeatedly said that our emphasis is on organic growth projects. We have done elaborate analysis of the relative value creation potential within organic projects and acquisitions. And when you compare that in terms of multiples, in our company, we have a very substantial set of opportunities to do organic projects with a much lower acquisition multiple, if I may say so, than what is available in the M&A market. And I have said repeatedly that AMG is the result of a series of acquisitions, and we are looking on opportunities, but we are working actually on organic projects. If there are acquisitions, they are bolt-on, nothing dramatic, a rounding off, peripheral, I call them neighborhood transactions. What we really target is organic growth projects. Now, when you are looking at organic growth projects, then the leading topics, of course, are the growth products in our portfolio. And I would first come to mind here is, of course, aerospace alloys. The whole array of aerospace alloys, aerospace-related alloys. Our largest customer, if I can say so, is the jet engine. And the lightweighting of aerospace is all over AMG, in terms of coating, in terms of new alloys, in terms of composites, of carbon-enhanced, composites, in terms of ceramic matrix composites, and that is a big focus, and that is to be named. Other growth projects, of course, in terms of lithium, in terms of graphite, we have started production of graphene in the graphite area, which is a long-term project, but shows signs of acceleration. And so lightweighting, energy-saving materials are the key.
Okay, clear. And then maybe you mentioned the strategic framework. I didn't entirely get what you were referring to. But that you'll be updating us with the AGM. Can you still maybe give a bit of a an idea of what we should be thinking of, what we can expect in that?
No, we just simply want to give some guidance about a five-year perspective, so that an investor can charge what the management is committed to try to achieve in a longer time frame, and what kind of financial metrics are to be applied here, so that we want to give a certain guidance what we are committed to deliver in a five-year time frame, because we feel that that is appropriate.
Okay, very clear. Then a few last questions, and that's on the lithium project. How should we think of the capex for doubling the capacity? So for the spodumene plant.
Well, we have said that the investment is north of 50 million for the first 90,000. We have asked for a preliminary offers for the second. We haven't received those. We rather wait until we have received those, but we don't expect a dramatic change of the first plant.
Okay. The last question, you will be publishing a resource statement. In the past, you also indicated what the resources were, but the reserves weren't included. Are you going to publish now both a reserve and a resource number for the mine, given that, of
yes.
course, with the reserves, there's... Okay, very good. Okay, clear.
Yes, it will be a York-compliant resource statement.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, operator, if there's no more questions, we will end the call there. Thank you, everyone, for your participation today.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.